Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called Giving the Priests and Levites Cities with Their Pasture Land. And it's from Joshua chapter 21, verses 1 through 45. Also, you can find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://Bible in Smaller Chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world, but in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I had to be very, very prayerful before I ever contemplated doing this. And after lots and lots of prayers, the Lord had it on my heart that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of the passages. Although, on the other hand, he shows me ways to add to understanding that meaning without changing the meaning. Usually that's done within brackets. Sometimes it's transition words. Sometimes it's telling who's speaking and who's being spoken to, because quite often in the Bible it'll say he spoke to him, and it can get tricky who the he and the him are. So at times, if I think it might be problematic to follow, I will insert one or both of these. Just depends. And sometimes it's a particular passage will have background in, particular passage will refer to something that happened in a previous chapter or previous book of the Bible, and it's hard to get a clear interpretation of what's going on or a clear understanding of what's going on. So when the Lord has it on my heart that it might possibly add clarity to have some of that background information within brackets, these brackets I tell you about, the others where it's more current term or transition word or some, you know, who's speaking and being spoken to, those are within brackets, but I don't tell you about it or I'll make the whole thing choppy. But when it's something that's been added, like the background information to possibly add for potential clarity, then I will say within brackets it says, and then I'll say whatever it is. Sometimes I paraphrase something briefly or put Bible verses that tell you what that's related to so that you have that understanding. Also, this is primarily done through the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers, but also at times BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster's Dictionary, and other internet resources are utilized as necessary. Or as needed. Also, there are times where I condense, combine, and compress similar words or leave out repetitive portions of text that don't add new meaning or aren't done for emphasis. And in doing this, it throws off the verse numbering. And so for consistency's sake, after lots of prayer, because I wasn't sure how to rectify this, Lord had it on my heart to just show a range like I am today. This is Joshua, which is the book of the Bible. It's chapter 21, and it covers verses 1 through 45, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information in this chapter will be in this podcast. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which really doesn't affect podcast listeners because it's just how I read it. But, I mean, it doesn't change a single thing. But if you get on the blog site and read it, it's just horizontal instead of vertical rows and numbered verses and all. So I hope you find that beneficial. Let's see. And when there's foretelling of a future event or a fulfilling of a future event, I'll say, there's an asterisk. Sometimes I can summarize the future event briefly afterwards, but sometimes I can't do it briefly, so I won't. And if I get to anything referring to Jesus's words, they will be in red. And get started. Okay, giving the priests and Levite cities with their pasture land. Joshua 21 verses 1 through 45. The family heads of the Levites came to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua and then son, and to the family heads of the tribes of the children, which is the people of Israel. At Shiloh in the land of Canaan, they said to them, "The Lord commanded by Moses' hand to give us cities with suburbs for pasture lands. Our pasture lands for our livestock." The people of Israel gave these cities and suburbs to the Levites from their inheritance and the command of the Lord. So just an aside. So when I said livestock, they use cattle in the Bible most often to represent sheep and goats and cows and all kinds of things. So it usually is referring to cattle. So it's within brackets. And normally I wouldn't have told you, but it popped in my head to use that for an example. So that's what that means, is all the livestock. Anyway, now I'll get back. The lot came out, okay, another aside. It's not a lot of land. It's like pulling sticks or straws or something like that. So that's what they're talking about. The lot came out for the families of the Kohathites and the Levites, who were descendants of Aaron, the priest, who received 13 cities by lot from the tribes. I'm sorry, it should have said who, and I'm just adding that real quickly because it just makes it less choppy. Okay, who received 13 cities by lot from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin? The rest of Kohath's descendants received 10 cities from the tribes of Ephraim, Dan, and half the tribe of Manasseh. The lot came out for the families of Gershon, and their descendants received 13 cities from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and the other half of Manasseh. The lot came out for the families of Merari, and the descendants received 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. The people of Israel gave these cities to the Levites by lot with their suburbs, pasture lands, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. From the tribes of Judah and Simeon, they gave these cities mentioned by name to the descendants of Aaron from the Kohathite tribe of the Levites, because the first lot was theirs. They gave the cities of Arba, who was the father of Anak, which is the city of Hebron, in the hill country of Judah with its pasture lands around it. But they gave its fields and villages to Caleb, Jephunneh's son, for his possession. They gave these cities to the descendants of Aaron the priest with their pasture lands around them, Hebron and its pasture lands around it, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libna and its pasture lands. This is within brackets. This is the information I put to help aid in understanding the meaning. Okay, and this is from Joshua 20, verse 2. So that the slayer who kills any person accidentally may flee there, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. So that's giving background information to what these cities of refuge were, that were six cities of refuge that were given to the Levites. So they protect, if somebody accidentally killed somebody, they can go there until it goes before the judges and they make a decision, was it intentional or was it not? Because there's a avenger of blood that if they find that person, they're just going to kill them. But if they're in this refuge city, they can't, and then they can go before the judges. Okay, back. And Jatir, J-A-T-I-R, and its pasture lands. Ashtamona and its pasture lands. Holon and its pasture lands. Deber and its pasture lands. Ain, A-I-M, and its pasture lands. Jutah, not with a D, J-U-T-T-A-H, and its pasture lands. Beth Shemesh and its pasture lands. 9 cities from those two tribes. From the tribes of Benjamin, they gave 4 cities. Gibeon and its pasture lands. Geba and its pasture lands. Anathoth and its pasture lands. Almon and its pasture lands. All these 13 cities were for the descendants of Aaron, the priests, including their pasture lands. Okay. I want to apologize in advance if I'm not pronouncing these properly. I just am doing my best. The Levite descendants who remained of the children, which is the people of Kohath, were given these four cities from the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem and its pasture lands in Mount Ephraim to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gezer and its pasture lands, Kibzaim, and its pasture lands, Beth Horon and its pasture lands. The descendants from the tribe of Dan gave four cities and their pasture lands, Eltekeh, and its pasture lands, Gibbethon and its pasture lands, Ajalon and its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon and its pasture lands. The descendants of half of Manasseh's tribe gave two cities, Tanakh and its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon and its pasture lands. All 10 cities and their pasture lands were given for the remaining Levite descendants of Kohath. To the Levite descendants of Gershon were given two cities out of the other half tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan and its pasture lands to be the city of refuge for the slayer, and Bish-terah and its pasture lands. They received four cities from the tribe of Issachar, Kishon and its pasture lands, Dabareth and its pasture lands, Jarmuth and its pasture lands, and Ganim and its pasture lands. They received four cities from the tribe of Asher, Mishal and its pasture lands, Abdon and its pasture lands, Helkath and its pasture lands, Rehob and its pasture lands. They were given three cities from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee and its pasture lands to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Hamath Dor and his pasture lands, and Kartam and his pasture lands. The descendants of Gershon were given 13 cities and their pasture lands according to their families. To the rest of the Levite descendants of Holden, people of Merari, were given four cities from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam and its pasture lands, Karta and its pasture lands, Dimna and its pasture lands, and Nahalal and its pasture lands. From the tribe of Reuben were given four cities, Bezer and its pasture lands, Jahaza and its pasture lands, Kedemoth and its pasture lands, Mephaath and its pasture lands. The tribe of Gad gave four cities in all, Ramoth and Gilead and its pasture lands to be a city of refuge for the slayer, Mahanaim and its pasture lands, Heshbon and its pasture lands, and Jezer and its pasture lands. So all the cities given to the remaining Levite descendants of Merari by their lot were 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites given by the Israelite descendants were 48 cities and their suburbs, which are pasture lands. And all these cities included their pasture lands around them. The Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give their forefathers, and they possessed it and lived in it. The Lord gave them peace and rest all around according to what he swore to their forefathers. Not a single man of all their enemies stood before them, because the Lord had delivered all their enemies into their hands. It did say hand, but it sounds better hands, and I put it within brackets, and I wouldn't have told you except for hesitated on it. Every one of the good things the Lord had said to the house of Israel happened, and not one of them failed to happen. Next time I share a podcast, it will be over Joshua 22 verses 1 through 34, and I've named it Altar Built by the People of Reuben, Gad, and Half the Tribe of Manasseh. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.